You're listening to SBS News.
It's the last day of school holidays in New South Wales and the shops are full of children getting last-minute supplies. But many here are keen to get home and get back online. 8-year-old Leah Lou likes to play Pokemon and admits sometimes it's hard to switch off.
Playing games online makes me happy. Sometimes hard to turn it off because I want to play it sometimes a little bit more.
She's not the only one. Many parents know all too well the struggle of screen time. Max Roberts is a father of two.
It's always hard to get them to stop playing games. It can be a little bit too addictive sometimes, but I think they do learn things from it.
In most cases, gaming is harmless, but if children are missing sleep, school or social events, it could signal something more serious. Macquarie University researchers surveyed 900 students from years 7 to 10 at a New South Wales high school. They found 15 males and 9 females met the criteria for the recognised mental health condition, internet gaming disorder. That's almost 3% of the population surveyed. Child psychologist and PhD candidate Brad Marshall says that number is consistent with international studies.
If there are some 4 or 5 million kids in Australia, you're talking about tens of thousands of kids here. What we also see is that up to 10% of cohorts have what we call subclinical levels, which is hazardous gaming. So, you know, the subclinical level is actually between 400,000 and 500,000 Australian kids that are at risk.
The study found similarities between the children likely to have gaming disorders, including impulsivity, low self-esteem, or family conflict. But researchers say these triggers can be treated.
If someone like myself works with a child or a family on reducing the conflict at home or on getting them more socially engaged in the day-to-day, in the real world, quote unquote, then that can actually be enough to impact on a child's life in a positive way.
Digital gaming counsellor Leonie Smith says if children are getting up in the middle of the night to play games, an intervention may be needed.
If they're becoming very anxious when you're trying to get them off the game, if they're really pushing back on that, potentially getting violent, those types of signs mean that you might need to look at either getting some help with what's going on or some advice or really taking the time to sit down and work out a technology plan with your child.
But gaming influencers say there are some benefits to the online world, such as faster reflexes and problem-solving skills. Jack plays online from the Melbourne gaming centre, Fortress.
A lot of social skills. I'm very awkward in social situations, but now once I started playing video games, started talking to more people, online, I got a lot more confident.
Like any other life balances, experts say moderation is key. Lucy Murray, SBS News.